church. Yeah. Amen. We had people that are hungry for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brittany is hungry for what God has for her. She wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Amber's here tonight because she wants what God has for her life. She wants a Bible study. She wants the things of God. Praise God. Guillermo's here tonight. Amen. Because on a job, somebody told him about the power of the Holy Ghost. He come back to Nacogdoches on a Tuesday night prayer meeting, walked in this place and said, I want this. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Timothy tonight. Amen. 1 Timothy, verse 18 and 19 and 20. Amen. The finest hour to live for God is right now. Amen. The devil wants to tell you it's not the right time. Oh, you got better time, but I'm thankful that the finest hour to do something for Jesus Christ is while we're alive. You can't do anything for God when your time has expired. Amen. Hallelujah. Why not be all you can be for Jesus today? Why not reach with love to that person in your life? Amen. We got enough hatred. We got enough sin. Why can't somebody love what God has? Falling in love with Jesus Christ. Why you can't be radical for the things of godliness and righteousness? Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Liberty in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Amen. Verse 18, 19, and 20. This is a charge that Paul is writing to his son in the gospel. And we can take this because every word of God is written to us as well. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Somebody say a good warfare.
Good warfare.
God's ready for you to fight the good fight. There's enough other stuff going on. It's time to do the good today. Amen. And win over by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Versus being one that is stripped by the enemy. Verse 19, holding faith. Somebody say it with authority. Holding faith. Say it again. Holding faith. And a good conscience. Holding faith and a good conscience. Can you say holding faith and a good conscience?
Holding faith and a good conscience.
Which some having put away. They put away their faith and their good conscience and made shipwreck. Shipwreck. Then he gives an example here. Of whom is Arminius and Alexander, whom I delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. He said, I'm going to give you a good example of those who's put away their faith and shipwrecked their own life and got in the wrong warfare. He said, there's two right here, for example. I want to tell us tonight in the Holy Ghost, amen, God is looking for a people that will grow their faith, a people that will love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind, and who will not bow to the ways of sin. God is looking for somebody with some tough faith to war a good warfare. Amen. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, have your way tonight. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your blessings. Thank you for what you're going to do tonight in this service. We give you praise and we thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of your spirit. Let us hear, let us apply, and let us treasure what you're doing. In Jesus' name, put your Bibles down and let's give the Lord a hand of praise. And would you lift your voice? Lift your voice. Lift your voice to the God of heaven. Give God the praise for the glory of his spirit. Somebody shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God. Come on, give God that praise.
Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you may be seated if you help me. Amen. Tonight to deliver and help me and stay with me tonight in the service. Paul said later in instruction to Timothy, He said, he was talking about elders and deacons and leaders in the church. He said, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Pure conscience. You got to keep your conscience clean and keep your conscience pure before God. Now, I want you to understand in the reading of this tonight, faith sometimes reason. The reason why you live the way you live sometimes will become a mystery. The Bible talks about a mystery of faith. But there is an unseen evidence called faith. The reason why I do it, because I am grounded and founded in the God of heaven. The roots of a tree many times are beneath the surface. And your faith will be below the surface, beyond what man can see. The world can't understand why you live the way you live. The world can't begin to fathom why that you live and go through the extremes that you go through. It's because of the mighty God that we serve. Amen. My God is here tonight. And God is ready to do a mighty work in lives and hearts and souls. We got to hang on to our faith. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Faith believes. Even when things can't be proven. Have you ever been around somebody that will always come and try to come against you and try to disprove your faith? Beginning to say, you know, that is not real. I don't see the evidence. I don't see the reason why you live the way you live. There's always self-appointed experts. There will always be a self-appointed expert that would come in your life. Those who want to debate, those who want to argue, and those who want to disprove your faith and tell you, where's your evidence? Well, I want to just tell you tonight, faith works in the mysterious zone when you cannot prove it other than saying, I know that I know that I know that my God's going to be faithful when I'm faithful to Him.
Amen.
When faith is anchored in that beyond which one sees. Sometime, amen, it can be described in a conclusion like it's just a mystery. There's something that flows in me that prohibits me, that tells me, no, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. And many people want to say, well, give me evidence. Give me scripture and verse. Amen. The reason why I pray, the reason why I walk with God is because I got a God that walks with me. You may can't see Him, but I know that my God is real.
Amen.
Growing up in South Louisiana, there's a big, big worship center in the town that I grew up in. And it is where people would get together when the Louisiana State University football team gets together. And 14 miles away, you could hear the roar on that football night from LSU at their football game. People go wild and crazy. I mean, they go out of their mind because their team is there. It has become a religion to them and become such sacred to them about the Louisiana State University Tigers. They go crazy. Before the kickoff ever starts, they're already there. Some of them are painted purple and gold. And this is what a lot of them says, purple and gold save my soul. They have the colors of their team. They're there early. Many of them have camped out and paid great price to be there. Some people come from all over the state, all over other states, just to be there for that game. And when their team is up, they're excited. They're on their feet. They're clapping because they're fans. And a fan means they're fanatic about their team. I want to tell you today, my team's not going to lose. My team is not going to fail me. My team's not going to foul out. My team is not going to be the one that bails out. I'm glad tonight when I come to the house of God, I come to worship the God of heaven. Amen. If they can get crazy at LSU, how much more can we get crazy for God?
Amen.
Hear me tonight. But their experience as fans don't just stay up in that deal. I got a relative in his house was a purple and gold room that said all through it, LSU, Louisiana State University, Tigers, everything was about that. How crazy it is that the other day preaching in Natchez, Mississippi, there were people there. Louisiana State University was playing baseball in the series, College World Series. And even in Mississippi, there were people with purple and gold all over them, hats. And the pastor and I were eating at this place. And while we were eating, these people were watching in one of these rooms, that games era. And they were on their feet, they were clapping, they were raising their voices, they were getting wild. Tonight, the reason why we come to church, amen, is because of God that will never quit. A God that would never stop. A God that loves us and cares about us. You better believe we sacrifice. You better believe we live for this. We live for our God. We live for the moment to praise God. We live for the opportunity to come and bless Him. But when we walk out and we go home, it's not just something that we hang our uniform up. We don't just throw it aside and say, oh, well, we had another good service tonight. We don't live God in the church.
Amen.
We don't keep God here in this facility because this building here, Jesus didn't die for. Yeah. Jesus didn't go to the cross for this building, but He died for us, that we could have victory. On Monday, on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and for eternity. So, Guillermo, when we come to church, we didn't come just to sit here. We didn't come here to celebrate by just going through the motion. Neither do we do it just when everybody's rocking and rolling with the music.
Amen.
We're not addicted to a beat. We're not addicted to the things that you see in a platform. But we live for God when everything else is coming against us. We live for God when everything is coming from every angle. The scripture said, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
So you better have faith that is anchored. You better have a love for God. Amen. This thing that we got, God, the Bible says, this was not done in a corner.
Amen.
And God don't want His church to be backed in a corner. God wants His people to live for Him every day of their life. Instead of saying, I got to come to church, I want to tell you, I get to take church with me. That way, when I go to the hospital to pray with somebody, I don't have to say, oh, what am I going to do? I left God in the church. No. I'm thankful that God has filled me with His Spirit. Amen. That wherever I go, I can have the glory of His Spirit and His power and His presence to pray and believe God and know that God is God in the projects. God is God in the back road. God is God in the subdivision. God is God in the jail.
Amen.
Amen. There's something behind every reason, the way we live, the way we live. There's something that my faith is anchored into beyond what you can see. You see, there's a lot of self-appointed experts who will come to you and tell you, now, you know, you're a little radical in your faith. Why do you sacrifice? Why do you always have to go to that assembly, that building? Why are you always at church? Why are you always talking about? Why do you give so much to God? Why do you always give? They always will find something to begin to come. They're experts, don't you know? They're experts with wisdom, with reason. Always people to try to talk you out of living right. And let me just say this. There's a lot of experts on the outside that are self-appointed. And many times, there's a lot of self-appointed experts that will come on the inside. There will even be those amongst you that you think, wow, they look, they got the uniform on. You know, they learned to get involved in church. They learned, but I want to tell you, there's a difference between somebody that performs and somebody who lives it. God is not looking for performers. God is looking for somebody to live it, to walk the walk, to talk the talk, and to be real in this hour. So there were some people that came to Job. Friends, brothers, acquaintances. They came to Job and they were supposed to comfort Job. Man, there's a lot of people have comfort to let you know, well, you poor little, you know, you really don't have to do that. You know, those platform standards are too strong. Y'all don't, you know, our platform standards are not just something we do to get on the platform. It's the way we live.
Amen.
It's not just something that we just say. We believe it because it is important to God. It's important to our God that we live a separate, holy life. It's not just a sometime deal. It's not just a maybe deal. We want to walk with God every step of the way. Some people, the only time they pray is when they're at church. If you're just praying at church, you're playing with God. Job's friends begin to comfort him. Job, with a barrage of question and a bit questionable issues. Job, look at you. You're in a pitiful condition. They concluded that Job was an idiot. He was a legalist. And that he needed to get over it and just conclude it by cursing God and dying. There's going to be some people, young person, every young person, every old person, every in-between person. I don't think there's any old people here. But I want to tell you, there will be people that will come to you. I don't care if they wear the uniform on Sundays and say they belong to church. If they come to you and begin to try to undermine the things of God in your life and tell you, oh, honey, you don't have to. Oh, no, poor little, that's just too extreme. I come to tell you, just like Job, he looked at them and said, hey, you don't understand. I got a reason to stay in the boat. I got a reason to live like I live. There is something undermining. Even there's something underneath the surface that I'm anchored to. I don't belong to me no longer. I belong to God Almighty. Isn't it crazy? It tell our little girls, it's okay for you to dress immodest. You could, just a little bit. You could go, you know, look like and dress like something that looked like the streetwalkers. Isn't it crazy the extremes very quickly that come about? Amen. God is looking for people, amen, that will be mindful of his word and his ways. But there are people that will come and undermine us. Oh, you don't. They tell our young boys, I mean, you can let your hair grow long and you can start looking like something that you had to question. You don't know if they're he or she. Amen. Oh, friend, amen. I don't want to shame my God. Amen. I want to please my God. I want to be who God made me. I want to be who God saved me. And Lord, I want to be, God, what you planned for me to be. Somebody say amen tonight.
Amen.
Job's friends came. But Job had an anchor in something stronger than them. His faith was tougher than the toughness of what was going on in his life. Job lost everything. And tonight, if you said, Pastor, what are you preaching about? I want to preach to you about a tougher faith. Amen. You got to have something tougher than what you experience in life. Amen. There will be voices that will challenge you. But you better be tougher in your faith than the crazy voices that come against you. Amen. They may tell you you're crazy and narrow-minded. But surely, amen, God don't intend for you to do all that. You're going to be a slave to a rigid system of rules and regulations and standards. But if it's for Jesus Christ, I will stand with the standard. I will live the way of godliness. I will be who God called me to be.
Amen.
Amen. The carnal bystander, the one who doesn't pray, who doesn't fast, that doesn't read their Bible, will gladly offer words of wisdom. There will be plenty. How absurd you are to live like that. Those rules and regulations, guilty imposing upon you. You know, the pastor's going to condemn you if you don't. You know, negative counsel is poison to faith.
Amen.
I said negative counsel is poison to faith. And you know as well as myself, rat poisoning got a lot of good stuff with it. They used to tell me it was 99% good stuff, appealing stuff, tasteful stuff, and 1% poison. Hear me? Young lady in this place, young family in this place, only thing it would take just a little bit of poison to your faith, to where you start drying up and dying, and pretty soon your desire to live for God is stolen from you. The enemy always uses people, things, and begin to work in the mind. I want to tell somebody the Holy Ghost, in the heat of the battle, it's time to stand and be who God called you to be. Don't compromise. Amen. Compromise, it may sound okay. Arguments may make sense. The enemy may make sense to your brain. But if it contradicts the word of God and the way of God, it's not worth bowing. It's not worth cashing out. It's not worth bending down and giving yourself to it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Some arguments, you think, oh, well, why don't you rip up the post and tear down your fence? You know, you've been standing, you've been doing this. You've been living like this. I want to tell you, every fence has a purpose. There's a purpose for why we believe what we believe. Why we believe you must be baptized in Jesus' name. There's a purpose because the book says it.
Amen.
Huh. There's a reason why we believe that you, God, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's a reason why we believe that the Holy Ghost is not just speaking with other tongues. You got to start walking. You got to be led by the Spirit. You got to be submitted to. Anybody can get a holy experience. But to have a holy walk and relationship with God, it has to be loved and cultured and followed. Well, the devil don't like preaching like this, but that's okay. I don't like the devil. Hallelujah. Oh, just move the fence, Pastor. Just fudge it just a little bit. But the purpose of a fence is there. Even somebody put that fence there with a purpose. Don't ever move a fence till you know its purpose.
Uh-huh. Preach.
You know, maybe, Pastor, if we start doing this, we could have a bigger crowd. One day a bigger crowd don't do it. You know, they just move from one place to the other.
Uh-huh.
The fluid of a crowd doesn't make a church okay with God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I know people that fill their building up, but they still go to the same place, Bonita Creek right up here.
Preach.
I know people that say they go to church, but you still see them coming out of the liquor stores. They still live in unholy, swapping wives and sleeping with this and sleeping with that. Their young people are still fornicating. Young people looking like, oh, we don't know what they are. Hear me. God wants an army. God wants good fighters. God wants good faith. And God wants people that will live for him in this day and hour. So, in the heat of the moment of the battle, it's easy for you to throw in the towel. But we sing the song sometimes, the choir sing it, I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm going to stand my ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Do what God wants me to do. Amen. Success is beyond this moment. It's in the eternal, friend. And the eternal power of God comes when somebody lives for God and makes up their mind, I'm going to stay in the boat. I'm going to anchor my life for God. You have to have a tougher faith. When people humiliate you, you need to stay standing. And when your stand is reduced down to a ridicule by people, and people mocking you, friends mock you, peers will mock you, you better stay standing. Teenagers are easily influenced. Young people are easily influenced. Old people are easily influenced. In-betweens are easily influenced. Amen. But young people, let me step on some toes tonight. Amen. You better watch it in this hour. Watch what's influenced you. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean that you got a right and a permission to do it. Amen. You need to step up and let God have your life. God has not called you to be a loser. God didn't call you to be a cop out. God has called you to be one for him in this day and hour that will live right and be against the tide of evil, the light of the world.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You got to have a tougher faith. Sometimes you're going to have to stand all alone. Whenever everyone else is bowing and quitting, compromising, and they change their channel in the radio system or on their headphones, on their phone, to something unholy, ungodly.
Preach.
Boy, this is the second time I hit something talking about music. I'm going to hit it again.
Preach.
You start listening to trash, trash in, trash in, trash in, trash starts growing.
Amen.
Your body should be the temple of the Holy. Your mind don't need the filth and the garbage today. You need a faith enough to resist some things and say no to some things and say yes to the beautiful power, purity of the Almighty God. Amen. We don't surf. We don't get on internet. We don't get on all these different things and begin to continue to surf. Amen. We keep our hearts right.
Amen.
We have to use internet in many different jobs and different learning experiences. But friend, do not let the net of internet begin to take you. You better have some kind of stand.
Amen.
Everybody else is doing it. You know, and it's crazy. Even when they look successful, if they're not doing the things of God, they're not successful.
Amen.
When you are all alone and you have to stand up to bat, don't willfully strike out. Young men, hell's after you. From Roy all the way to Carson, hell's after you. Amen. From Kessler, amen, all the way to John, hell's after you. From Coley all the way to Riley, hell's after you. Amen. All the way in the back from Sister Sharon to Sister Becky, Brother Jerry, hell is after you. Tamika, hell is after you. Amen. Sister Ricky, hell is after you. But I want to tell you, there's a God that will stand for you. And if God be for you, what is there going to be against you? You take a stand for what is right. When everything else and everybody else has gone. I believe from this congregation, God is calling our young people. I believe in this congregation, there's future pastors' wives, evangelists' wives, missionaries' wives. In this congregation, there's young men that God is dealing with about their life. And the enemy wants to come in and steal your call away.
Amen.
And tell you, mess your life up real big right now.
Preach.
Young lady, don't mess your life up real big right now. Don't mess your life little up, real little right now. Hang on to God in the midst of opposition.
Amen.
Amen. Even with your peers in the church,
That's it. Preach.
Even when your peers are in the church, you better have a stand.
Amen.
You better have something in you that is tougher than the things against you.
Yes.
The Bible talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. My grandbaby, when I talk to him about it, I call it Shadrach, Big Mac, and a billy goat.
Yeah.
And he said, Popsy, that's not their names. He said, it's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let me just tell you, there were three that stood up. Do you realize there was more than just three people there?
Uh-huh.
A shameful thing that it was just three thrown in the fiery furnace. It's a shameful thing that there was just three that stood up. Where was all the other Israelites that should have been standing?
Three.
It should not be us four no more. It ought to be a tribe, a mighty warrior, a great army of people that says, we're going to live for God. We're going to make a difference in this time. We're going to be who God calls us to be. Don't be just the three. Don't be just the one. Even if it boils down to just you, be the Esther.
Woo!
Abigail, be that Esther in your life. Be that Esther in your school. Woo! Esther had a beauty, undeniable beauty, because she had an undeniable God on her side. Woo! Hallelujah. God wants you to be the Esther. Amen. God wants you to step before the king, before his throne. Esther got things done that the enemy wanted to take over. Oh, the enemy wanted to begin to destroy some things. But because of an Esther. Abigail, will you stand up? Come on, honey. I want you to step up here. Come up with Pastor. Woo, hallelujah. You don't have to bow a bit, baby. I want you to know, amen, that God wants you to be the Esther. God wants you to be that one that holds a torch up. God wants you to let your light shine.
Amen.
Does anybody know what Esther means? How do you say Esther in Spanish? Estelle. In French, it's Estella, right? You know what that means, sister? You know what Estelle means? Star. When you stand for God, you become the star. Woo! The night may be darkened, but God has a star. God has an Esther when somebody lives for him. Woo! The world, the only light they're going to see is when we have an Esther. God's looking for a star. Wise men still follow stars. Hallelujah. Not only that, not only are we the star, the light to our world, we're God's star. We're God's hero. Amen. I'm going to tell you that he knows and numbers the stars. When they came, I'm going to tell you, God knows your name. God knows who you are. God knows where you're positioned. God knows where your address. Even when you can't feel God, God knows where you're at, Esther. Every young lady in this room, God wants you to be the Esther. God wants you to be the message. God wants you to be the light. God wants you to be the beauty example.
Amen.
Woo, thank you, man. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. You can't have an Esther. Faith is staying with it through the thick and thin. Believe in God that you're going to win. Hallelujah. I said faith is staying with God. Whatever comes through the thick and thin. Knowing that with God you're going to win. Oh, anybody could be a loser. Anybody could be bought out cheaply, knocked out. But the sold out, the Bible says, amen, basically, when you buy the truth and you sell it not, amen, you can't be bought out. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 23 says, let us hold fast our profession of faith without waver, for he is faithful that has promised. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, the foolish are a dime a dozen. And the biggest fools there are those that swallow the bait and let the enemy hook you and hook your jaw and take you out and lie to you. Amen. Young ladies, we don't need a young man that doesn't have a prayer life.
Amen.
I don't care how good looking he is, how rich he is, and how, ooh, how well he treats you and winks at you and make you just melt. If he don't know how to pray, don't give him a chance any day.
Amen.
Amen. If he's not a worshiper, and if he don't live for God, you don't need him in your life.
Amen.
Young man, I don't care how much she could play. I don't care how beautiful she could sing. I don't care how beautiful she looks. If she don't have the walk, the looks is worthless.
Amen.
Somebody said, praise the Lord. God's looking for the real, isn't he? God's looking for the true, isn't he? Amen. Consider what you have going for you in God. Add it all up, the worth of living for God. Take account of God's provisions, promises, and you look at the end. God's going to be with you from the beginning through the valley to the end. Hell will put you on the wrong track. In just a little bit, you're so addicted on the wrong track, you feel like you can't get off of it. So messed up, your mind gets all frazzled up. You can't feel God. You don't know purity anymore. It's gone. The filth of life is all over you. The pig pen is there. Many people sell out and never come back to God. You know the miracle of the prodigal son? He came back. But I want you to remember God is working on you, with you, for your good, for his glory. We got to be stronger. We got to be tougher. We got to be wiser. You got to grow your faith. You got to build up your most holy faith, the Bible says, by praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's a joy to be able to pray. Learn to pray. Pray, God, help me. Now, you may be seated. You got to be tougher than the toughest trial, tougher than the storm, and tougher than the temptation. Only the tougher that has a rooted, grounded faith in the Almighty God will make it. Think with me. They tell me there is a palace in Tehran, Iran, that the most beautiful mosaic works is there in that palace. The walls, the ceiling, flash like diamonds in multifaceted direction. Originally, they ordered sheets of mirrors to line the walls of that palace and the ceiling. So it was shipped from Paris, France, only to the horror when they arrived, they were shattered and broken. The contractor threw them in the trash. And he brought the trash and he slammed it down to the architect. Loads and loads of these broken mirrors. The architect said, okay. He said, they've been broken. So the architect ordered all the broken pieces to be collected. And he smashed them into smaller pieces. And he began to glue them to the walls to make a mosaic of silvery, shimmering mirror bits of glass that became a dynamic sight. I want to just say this, when brokenness becomes beautiful, sometimes your faith will have to go through something to break you, shatter you.
Amen.
And you think, God, what you're up to? It's possible that when you go through this, God is able to take your scars. I mean, he has scars. And turn them into stars. How many of you have things in your past that you're not, some old things in your past that you're not too fond of? I wouldn't want to go back to them. Some scars, some hurts of life. Some things that have educated you. Some things that have burned you. But you kept the faith. And because you hung on, God is able to take the brokenness and make it beautiful in your life. 1 Peter says this, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth. When it's tried in fire, I'm talking about faith, I'm not talking about gold. Faith, when it's in the fire, comes out unto praise and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Something more precious than the purest of gold is when somebody is tougher than the situation. Their faith is grounded. You know, the outcome matters. I want you to think about this. We know the outcome matters. But through that tough time, it matters too how you live. I read an illustration of an Iowa farmer. Young couple. They had just some little kids. He worked on a farm as a farmhand in Iowa. And they took every penny they had. Every penny they had. And they put it on the down payment of a nice little farm. Now they had their own, and their little kids were growing up. And this was a symbol of America's original small businessman, a farmer. Normally they had broken fingernails that learned to cling to the earth with a hope of survival. This little family began in that little house. They began to work the crops. They didn't have all the finery of machinery, but the simple things of just working hard. The mother worked hard. The children, as they got old enough, they began to work hard. And they took all they had in their energy to make a crop, an outcome. Even when a severe winter came, where they had no money, coal. There's no wood there, no trees. Many people use coal for heating their homes. That particular winter, they had put everything they had in seed for the next year's crop. And they had paid what they need to pay at the bank for their mortgage. And they had no money for coal. It got so bad that they resorted to going into the pig pen and gathering all the corn cobs out of the old pig mire. And they started saving the corn cobs that were stripped down to nothing. And they started piling them up. And they started heating their house with corn cobs that winter. They would gather around that stove. And even though there was a small bedroom and another small bedroom, it got so cold that they moved the family that winter next to the little stove in that house where they would keep it going with a little bit of corn cobs, dried corn cobs, just to stay alive. They even cooked when they would cook with just a few little things they had. Amen. And they would make something with corn cob fire. And they learned to stick together. They learned a sense of determination. We're going to make it. The next spring came along, and how grateful they were that they got out of that severe winter. Tough times began to teach them that you had to be tougher than the times. A little bit later, a couple years later, there was a drought that happened. The young couple spent all their precious dollars on seed again, hoping that the normal spring rains would moisten the newly planted seeds. You know, for a farmer, it's a risk throwing your seed in the ground. It could rot out, dry out, die out, but it's something they had to do. They had to put faith in the system, hoping that the spring rain would come that particular year. it didn't happen. They thought, well, maybe it's just a little bit off. 2 weeks later, it still didn't happen. By means of the moisture that was in the soil, some of the crops began to sprout, the seeds began to sprout, and the corn began to grow up. But they were concerned. It still was pretty dry. Underneath the ground was getting pretty powdery. The top became parched. And every time a little cloud would come up, everybody's hope was so big. And if it didn't rain, when you scooped up the dirt in your hand, you couldn't even find any moisture in it any longer. The rain just didn't saturate. That year, the drought hit the Midwest. The corn literally started wilting and drying to nothing. The ground became a powdery dust. When the wind blew, I mean, everything would blow. In fact, the young man said, I can remember walking outside one day to milk the cow, and he said the whole air was brown with dirt, and we felt the pelting of it. And his daddy said, son, you're tasting South Dakota dirt right now. South Dakota is the next state. He said, they're in a drought too, and they're just as bad off as we are. This dirt you see flying in our face, that's South Dakota dirt. Throughout that severe drought, he said, my family never quit praying. He said, my daddy, every time we sat down, and mama would reach and get that old mason jar of peas and corn, and we ate it. We bowed our head to get the canned goods that we did, that we stacked up and stored up. He said, we couldn't afford to go into town and buy even wheat or flour or something of that product to make bread. He said, so we ground up our corn that we did have from the year before. And we made a little cornmeal, but after a while, we didn't have nothing left. He said, we ate it. And he said, my dad always, with thanksgiving, bowed his head and said, children, we're thankful for what we got. Every mouthful is a blessing. Corn literally started wilting and going to nothing. Farmers sold out. Property went for sale all over Iowa. People went bankrupt. But he looked at his wife and he looked at his children every day, and he encouraged them. God knows where we are at, and God is in control. The newspapers across the United States declared the bread belt of the United States to be devastated with a drought. This little family kept on praying. And the man said, I'm not going to sell out. Always near the house was a bottom. Man said, just this little patch that had an underground spring underneath it. It was always swampy. Always something that, I mean, too wet to grow anything. And his daddy, about 2 weeks after spring planting, he said, you know, this year, honey, he said, for some reason, I planted the old swampy patch. And he said, I've never planted it before. And he said, look at that corn, how well it's growing. The moisture from it. That year, that old swampy patch, even though the drought, they couldn't even see the moisture there. The corn produced in that little patch. And normally they would have wagon loads of corn. This year, from that old swampy patch, was just enough corn to barely fill the wagon. The man said, my daddy prayed. We joined hands when we harvested. He said, Lord, thank you. We just got enough. And he said, I can remember my daddy said, we're going to town. They drove that wagon and they got it to town. And people were amazed. That wagon sold for 3 times the amount of a normal wagon load of corn because corn was scarce. The law of supply and demand was great. But whenever he got the money for the corn, the man realized that even though it was 3 times what he normally would get, it was just enough to pay the mortgage just enough to take care of what he owed, and that was it. And he said, looked at his wife and he said, if God brought us this far, God could bring us further. He said, we didn't sell the farm. Everybody else is sold out, but we're hanging on. The Bible says in Proverbs, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. And so this little family said, and they bound together and they prayed. And the daddy told the wife, he said, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to the bank tomorrow. When he walked in the banker looked at him and said, Mr. John, so good to have you. Mr. John said, banker, he said, you know, I paid everything that I was supposed to pay for the year. We don't owe anything. I just come to see if there's a potential for a loan. Another risk, another measure of faith. Banker looked at him and he said, sir, in all this area, you're the only person that has paid their mortgage. And he said, we'll be glad to do business with you. And gave him a loan. Enough for them to buy seed and enough for them to have a little bit of food to start them out. The man said that when they planted that spring, the seed that they purchased, he said, spring came. And he said, that old dry ground, even was there. My daddy plowed, and he said that the plow, he said, Dad, you mean you're gonna plant this good seed? You're gonna plant it, Daddy? You remember what happened last year? Dad says, hasn't God taken care of us, son? Haven't God blessed us? Hasn't God been with us? He said, we're all healthy, we all made it. He put the seed in the ground. Brother Martin, first week no rain came. Second week no rain came. His mom and daddy said, children, we don't know what to do but just to pray. And he said, we're not going to eat a drop. He said, we're going to start a fast. He said, that night when they began to say to the children, said, I know you're hungry, but just stay with us. We're going to fast. In the middle of the night, they heard something on the horizon rumbling. And Daddy jumped out of bed. And he said, he pulled back the curtain. And he got his wife's hand. He said, honey, I hear the sound of thunder. I hear the sound of something on the horizon. There's something happening. He said, I watched my mama get all of us kids. We walked outside as the rain began to fall down. I come to tell somebody, you better be tougher than the things that come against you. You better have a faith in the invisible. You better have a hope in the things of God. You got to be tougher than the toughest adversity that comes your way. And recognize that God's in control when things feel out of control. But you better stand for God when everything comes against you. Hallelujah. God is looking for somebody to stand for him and be for him. God is looking for those that will stand through the time of trouble and those that will not cash in. Amen. Don't be foolish in tough times. Don't be foolish in times of compromise. Don't sell out your call and your cause and your purpose, young lady. Young man, don't give in. Amen. The wise man built his house on the rock, and the foolish man built his house on the sand. Both of them had the same storm, but the house on the rock stood. Adam and Eve had two boys. Come on up here, buddy. We're going to call this one Cain, Abel. Then we had a Cain. Both of them had the same opportunity. Either to build on the rock or build on the sand. God told them, bring me an offering. You know, If your offering doesn't have worship with it, it's just a sacrifice. But when your offering has sacrifice and worship with it, you have a God that stands with it. Woo! It's acceptable to God when there's a sacrifice with your faith. Sometimes your faith is going to be tried. Sometimes your faith is going to be tested. But it'll stand the test. Even when you live for God and you obey God. So the Bible says Abel, the first one, he brought unto God that sacrifice that was proper to God, that was pleasing to God. And when Abel lifted his hands before God that day, offering that sacrifice, the blessings of God came upon Abel. The Bible says on the like hand, on the other side, it was Cain. Cain, you had the same opportunity as Abel. Same opportunity. But Cain did not bring a proper sacrifice. Instead of bringing a lamb, he brought fruit of the ground. The ground was not what God was wanting an offering from. God was wanting a sacrifice. So when he lifted his hands, the Bible says God refused it. And Cain got wroth because of the rules of God. He got frustrated and mad. He got aggravated. Frustrated. Cain. You know what the Lord said? Cain, I'm going to give you another chance. You could get your sacrifice right. And if you do, it will be blessed. But if you don't, sin lies at the door. Are you thankful for God of mercy and grace and second chances, third chances, fifth chances, 133rd chance? Are you thankful that God is a God of multiple chances? But Cain got aggravated. He got mad at God. And the Bible says, one day in the field, he and his brother come together. And he killed, good old boy, knocked him out, put him down. And the Lord said, Cain, where's Abel? You know what he became? He became a cursed individual instead of a blessed individual. I know many Cains in this world. Amen. That has refused to take the mercies of God and the hand of God. Refused to comply to the simplicity of God's way. Oh, because they didn't have faith with obedience. At times when it's convenient for you to bring your own thing, it's still not right. God is looking for somebody to obey him. Amen. Let me just tell somebody tonight. In all of us, there's an Abel. In all of us, there's a Cain. In every one of you, there's an Abel. In every one of you, there's a Cain. There's something in you that tells you, you can't do it. Oh, you can't live for God. But there's something inside of you that says, I'm able. I'm well able. But oh, Cain says you can't. Abel says, but I'm able. Inside of you tonight is two voices.
I'm able.
I'm Cain.
You can't do it. You can't do it. Oh, it's too hard to do the things of God. I can't. And an Abel. A can't and an Abel. Those two things will rock your boat. I'm talking to somebody's soul right now. Amen. You need to make up your mind. Amen. That you're going to be tougher than the time. Tougher than the opportunity. Your faith is going to be grounded in God. You're going to be strong in the faith. Carson, in you is a Cain. In you's an Abel. In you there's a Cain. In you there's an Abel. In me there's two forces. good and evil that wants to live. Yeah. Kind of like the old dog was fighting out there, two dogs fighting. And the old Indian chief was standing there watching those two dogs fight. And the young brave said, "Old chief, which dog is going to win?" And the old chief waited just a little bit in his wisdom and said, "It's the dog you feed the most that's going to win. If you feed the able in your life, amen, you're going to be like Joshua and Caleb when everybody said, 'You can't. You can't. There's grasshoppers. There's giants. Oh, there's things there. I want to be able. I want to be able to take the land.' Which one are you going to feed tonight? A tough faith that you grow. Are you going to wimp out? You going to give in? Oh, it's okay. Mama don't know it. She don't know what I'm listening to. God does. Is it a proper sacrifice? She don't know about this girl. She don't know about what's going on. God does. Improper sacrifice is not accepted by God. Abel, Cain. Abel, Cain. Carson, it's time to get to the place to say, amen, I'm well able, amen, to stand with the things of God. What would I happen if Cain said, amen, I don't care, I'm going to get the right sacrifice. If he would have got his house in order, today Cain and Abel would have been together. Amen, they could hold each other's hands. What happens when the people of God says, we're going to do the right thing, we're going to be strong for God? Stand with me tonight. God's looking for those that will stand. And not just stand, but you know what we need in this hour? To stand together. If there's ever a time and an hour that we need to step up and stand together for the things of God. Look at your neighbor and say, anybody could be a loser. Anybody could drop out. Anybody could be a player. But it takes somebody that has tough faith that would stay in the fight and fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm going to stand my ground and watch what God will do. Come on, choir, won't you come up? Hallelujah. Go ahead and start singing it.
Moses at the Red Sea, Pharaoh closing in. Standing at the water, sure looked like the end. God was up to something, and his people didn't know that he rolled the tide and opened wide the waves to make a road. When everybody
come on, do you believe God tonight? Won't you get out of your pew? Get out of your aisle. Get in the aisle. Make up your mind.
Hearing Moses say, I will not be shaken, I will not be moved.
I'm gonna stand
in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God's in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no.
Sing to the Lord tonight, yeah.
Up to something, and his people didn't know that he rolled the tide and opened wide the waves to make a road.
And everybody doubted, almost swore that day. I can just imagine hearing Moses say,
come on, sing it.
I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no.
I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no.
Sing it from your heart.
Well, boys in the furnace about to be thrown in. 'Cause they wouldn't bow down, no, they wouldn't bend. Up to something, and his people didn't know that he rolled the tide and opened wide the waves to make a road.
And everybody doubted on the shore that day.
Come on,
I just
know what God's gonna do.
I will not be shaken, I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no. I will not be shaken, I will not be moved.
Come on, let's worship the Lord in the house.
Watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no. I will not be shaken.
Shaken, I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do.
I'm holding to the promise that God is in control.
I will not be shaken, no, 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 no. I will not be shaken,
let it ring.
I will not be moved.
I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no. I will not be shaken, I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no.
The Lord your praise. Come on, give the Lord your praise. Come on, give the Lord your stand. This is your offering, Jesus. My life is your offering. My life, my walk with you is yours. I got a made up mind. Got a made up mind.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Choir members, tenors, want you to pray for each other. Sisters, want you to join together. Amen. Saints of God, would you pray across the building right now? Come on, pray with somebody. Hallelujah. God, we don't want to be shaken. We don't want to be loose from that commitment with you, God. We pray for the power of your spirit. Come on, pray with that person. God, we're going to hang in there. We're going to stand together. We're going to be who you called us to be, God. We will not be a sold out, even bought out in generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, you ought to lift your voice praying with somebody. God, we declare your victory. We declare revival. Let revival be in us, God. Let strength be in our faith. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost right now.
Army of the Lord.
Come on, worship the Lord. Yeah.
In the blood.
You ought to worship the Lord in the Holy Ghost.
There is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force with a shout of praise and a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new with the blood bore of the church, the redeemed. Oh, we are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. There is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force.
Come on, believe the Lord with me tonight.
A praise, a two-edged sword.
Yes.
Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath
our feet. God tonight.
Every prisoner held captive must be freed. There's a new song being sung with a new melody. We're the blood bowl of the church, the redeemed. Oh, we are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood. We are going forth. There's nothing that can stop this mighty moving force with a shout of praise, a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free.
Come on, believe the Lord with me. Yes.
There's a new song being sung with a new melody. With the blood pour of the church and the redeemed. We are in the army of the Lord, washed in the blood. We are going forth. There is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force. The shout of praise and a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be freed. There's a new song being sung with a new melody. We're the blood bowl of the church of the knee. That can stop this mighty moving force with a shout of praise and a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be freed. There's a new song being sung with a new melody. Where the blood pour of the church, the redeemed. Oh,
we are in that army of the Lord. We've been washed in blood.
So hold the bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody, with the blood of the church, the redeemed. And we are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. There is nothing I can stop. This mighty moving force, with a shout of praise and a two-edged sword, every stronghold of our pit must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody, with the blood bowl of the church, the redeemed. We are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. Nothing I can stop this mighty moving force, with a shout of praise and a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody, with the blood bowl of the church, the redeemed.
My faith is not just in a piped up service where I can shout and I can run the aisles and speak in tongues with the church singing. But my faith will go when the tide is turned against me. My faith and my resolution is I'm going to stand for God when everybody else is bowing. When every other person's not living right, I'm going to live for God. Make up your mind. Let your heart be set tonight. Woo! I'm going to be on the winning side. I'm going to live for the King.
If
LSU can get their fans together and rally, they tell them, they scream their lungs out, that the opposing team can't even focus. I don't do football. I don't do professional football, college. I don't do all that mess. But tonight I do worship to the King. I'm devoted not just in the sanctuary. I'm devoted tomorrow, the next day. In the bad time and the good times, my faith still is in Jesus Christ. Amen. They're going to sing it again. I want you to give the Lord that praise. I want you to give the Lord your worship tonight. One more time.
We are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. There is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force. With a shout of praise and a two-edged sword, every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody, with the blood bowl of the church, the redeemed. Oh, we are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. There is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force. With the shout of praise and a two-edged sword, every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody, with the blood bowl of the church, the redeemed.
Give the Lord your praise tonight. Give the Lord your praise. I'm taking this with me. I'm taking victory with me. I'm taking this to go. I'm taking it home with me. I'm taking it with me all this week. Hallelujah. I'm taking it with me when the enemy begins to come against me like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. Amen. Are you thankful for victory in Jesus? Amen. Are you thankful for joy in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. 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 Won't you young men choir come on down? Amen. I want you to gather around the front, everybody that can. Amen. We're just binding together for our city and our area. East Texas. We have people here that live in Lufkin, Carthage, Mount Enterprise, Douglas. We have people that live in Cushion. We have people that live Appleby, Garrison area, Timpson. The net of this church reaches in all different areas, north, south, east, and west. Woden. We have people that live in Central Pollock. I want you to pray together right now, bind together with those that God would help us to reach our harvest field. Our neighbors need Jesus. Our family members need revival. Come on, pray for your mission field. We pray for the backslider to return home. Bring home our babies, God. Bring home our prodigal sons and daughters, Jesus. Use us, Jesus. Use us for that unwanted person. Lord, use us for that inmate, Lord. Use us, oh God, for our city, Lord, our county. God, the unwanted, Lord, of this area. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. We trust you. We believe you. Lord, make us radical for truth, for godliness and righteousness. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, O Lord. Revive our prayer life, Lord. Revive our relationship. Move us with the spirit of prayer, the spirit of evangelism, the spirit of holiness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you. How many feels a reviving hand of the Holy Ghost tonight? My.